Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Valentine's Day is Thursday, you guys.
Yep.
And I say you guys because it's guys who forget when Valentine's Day is. Thursday. Make a dinner reservation this morning.
I'm going to buy a bag of bras.
The options are 5:30 and 9:30 at pretty much every restaurant. You're doing what, Al?
I'm buying a bag of bras. You know, Dr. Girlfriend's always complaining she doesn't have enough bras.
So okay.
I'm going to go to Victoria's Secret.
Sounds appropriate.
Bag of bras.
And get a, Dr. Girlfriend.
Get a bag of bras.
I thought she was out of town.
She is. That's why I can say that.
For how long?
Till this coming weekend. We're actually going to meet up in New Orleans on Friday evening.
Now, doctors, I don't know that they travel that much, do they?
They don't really.
Okay. So this is a social event or something?
She's out of town with family or seeing family.
On Valentine's Day.
And then some friends.
Your first Valentine's Day?
Well,
Gosh, it's a day. But it's the day.
Listen to the dude on the show, Jenna, going,
no,
what?
But even when
what's
I've had boyfriends, I just feel like it's not, I mean, sure, you should have dinner or something, I guess.
Well,
I don't know.
Regardless of whether it was Valentine's Day or not, we were still going to meet up. It just happens to be Valentine's Day because she doesn't, like you said, kid, she doesn't get a lot of off time.
Yeah.
So,
or travel time.
Travel time, yeah.
And you're meeting in New Orleans to do what?
Hang out.
Just hang out?
Yeah.
Well, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
You're not proposing, are you?
No.
Not yet, Al.
Make sure you get a good seat with those bras.
So, Kelly, you had a Valentine's Day party?
Yeah, every year we do a little Valentine's crafting party at my house. All my girlfriends and their kids come over. And
that was neat.
We just set, I know, we set out the glitter and the glue and the whatever and let them have at it.
All right. How many
and
kids
the girls
come over?
Visit while the kids play. And
The visit meaning get drunk on Chardonnay?
No, there was no drinking yesterday. We had all had enough the night before and the night before we all decided.
Was it a no drinking party or just happened that way?
Well, we've had a...
Did you have wine available?
We could have. It's in the house, but we just didn't. Nobody felt like it.
Wow.
We've done it before. We've done like
I can't
little.
Can't imagine eight of my friends together. Nobody says anything about
right?
liquor.
That's crazy.
That's what you do. Hey man, y'all want to go drink? Yeah.
It's a Sunday afternoon.
Hold on, let me get this right. You have no liquor here at all. None.
No. Nope.
Zero.
All right.
Nada.
Bye bye.
It was in the house. It just wasn't opened.
Because if it's dudes, it's like, hey, you want to come over for this party we're doing for our kid? Yeah, sure. You got beer? Yeah. Sure. All right, I'll be there.
Do I need to bring a 12-pack?
Yeah.
That's what guys do.
Right.
That's right. So I was looking over my tweets from the Grammys last night. Maybe we can discuss.
Okay.
Let's see. Some of them are just jokes.
Kid started his own Twitter for the Grammys.
Yeah, I did a Kid K special account.
Oh, okay.
DEA shuts down Bob Marley tribute, searches audience, and confiscates 33,000 pounds of marijuana. Wouldn't you guess that's what would happen? I mean, it's legal there.
Right.
Kinda. You know they all got it in there.
Medicinally.
Yeah. Sure.
Pretty soon it'll be to the point where you can't even see the stage because of all the smoke in the Staples
well, no,
Center.
No, it's like you can't smoke cigarettes in, places like that.
Yeah.
So
I said, Justin Timberlake is playing the music Michael Jackson would be making right now.
Yeah.
You guys agree?
I like it. I liked it.
I don't know.
So good.
I don't think that would have been Michael.
That shirt and tie or shoe and tie, whatever that song is, it's grown on me a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And everybody's saying Bruno Mars, but do you not see the Robin Thicke influence all
some
over
of that,
that
too.
Yeah. It's like too. Robin and Bruno.
Justin is so talented. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, his moves and his dance and everything about him is just, he's just outstanding, but I don't.
He's copying.
And his
so
voice
bad.
Is great, but yeah, that's not an original concept, that black and white doo-wop thing.
Didn't Bruno Mars do that exact thing?
Exact performance last year. Exact.
He took 4 years off to concentrate on acting, and he comes back imitating.
He was so good, though.
Yeah.
He's good.
Of course he's good.
Couldn't you say that Bruno was imitating him a little bit? I mean, people have said that for years.
No.
Okay.
Bruno,
what are you saying?
Oh, dang.
No. Okay.
How dare you?
I also tweeted, now I get it. Frank, Chris Brown beats Frank Ocean.
Yep.
Hold on. Chris Brown beats Frank Ocean in parking lots. Frank Ocean beats Chris Brown at the Grammys.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's how that works.
Yep.
I tweeted, Justin away for so long and top of his game. That was brilliant. I'm wowed. You agree with that?
I was wowed a little bit.
I mean, he was getting some massive love from from everybody there.
Yeah.
Oh, Justin Timberlake.
Oh,
my gosh.
I didn't love the songs, either one of them. I love Jay-Z.
I like the second
I didn't like the second one. I think his voice is great. I didn't love it, but he's great.
I loved his Target commercial.
I was feeling it.
That was my favorite part.
Get out of your seat.
Let's see. I tweeted, congrats to John Mayer for winning the Grammys Pop Some Tags contest. Because he looked like he bought that at a thrift shop, that powder blue tux.
purple or whatever
blue.
It was.
Yeah. It was blue.
That Microsoft Surface commercial was the sickest moment of the whole night. Anybody see that?
No. Yeah.
That was pretty cool. Mm-hmm.
With the tablet dancing? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'd seen
so
that
I turned away during commercials and I tweeted, whoa, wait a minute. We're missing Betty White's 90th birthday celebration. Did you know that was on
Didn't know.
NBC?
Didn't know.
Is
no
that
idea.
A rerun? That was a repeat.
It's a rerun.
Yeah. And she wasn't even there.
It was on Friday night.
Mm-hmm. They just go to her from, she's sitting in her house, not even watching.
Well, she's old. She can't get out as much as she used to. Yeah.
So when Fun was performing, it started raining on stage. I tweeted, WTF is this? Gallagher said the front row. Because they're all getting all wet.
Yeah, but there's no watermelon or something.
Oh, Fun. Yeah. I don't get why they do rain during performances.
Someone just did that last year or the year before. They
Taylor
did
Swift
rain.
Did. People do it in concert.
Taylor
and I don't
Swift
get
did it, or Kelly Clark. Someone did it.
Why are you unbuttoning your shirt, kid?
I'm actually buttoning it. I was just told that I have one too. Oh wait, I buttoned my headphone cord in there. Can't do that. I tweeted about Carrie Underwood. I said she showed me something. You could take any song and make it country just by adding in the words Twister and Oklahoma. Any song at all.
She's so good, though, isn't she?
You could take an ASAP Rocky song.
I don't know about that.
Blanking Problems.
No.
And add in country and Oklahoma. Oklahoma and Twister. And it works. Any Drake song.
What happens when you add in Forrest Gump? What does it make that
song
in?
Oh, see. Forrest Gump's already built in to be country. Was Taylor Swift mocking Harry Styles' accent in the opening number?
Yes.
Yeah.
Doing the British thing.
No doubt.
During LL Cool J's intro, I said, if LL talks one more minute, take away one of his Grammys.
By the way,
Al. He's going to let you know about it, too, wasn't he?
Yeah. Al was so right about the lip-licking lip. That was
lip
going on.
Isn't that a lip-licking, man?
He talk and they go.
He does that a lot.
We thought you were being random, Al.
No, he does. That's what he's kind of known for, I think.
It's like the only thing he's good at.
He's like licking his lips like he'll just start a sentence.
Yeah, he's known for that.
I think he does it to, like, think of what he's going to say next. So he's thinking about what.
Yeah. No, because he maybe used to do it in his music videos. I remember that.
And then I tweeted, this is during the red carpet. There's Miguel. I'm still promising to look him up on Wikipedia. Oh, sorry, Miguel. Adele just walked in. See you, Miguel.
I'll
because
tell you what,
they're
though.
Interviewing Miguel, and then Adele walks in, and they go to a split screen, and then they go to a huge screen of Adele and a tiny little screen of Miguel being interviewed.
No one knew who he was, but after he got up there and sang and just overshadowed Wiz Khalifa standing up there, he was, everyone's
killed
like,
it.
Who is this Miguel?
Kelly Clarkson loved him.
Did y'all notice on the red carpet?
And I tweeted, Chris Brown is backstage trying to save 20% or more on his car insurance. Apparently he needs a new insurance agent.
Did y'all notice that when Ryan Seacrest was interviewing J-Lo, J-Lo and Casper apparently had walked up at the same time, and Ryan said, hey, are you guys both coming up? And J-Lo goes, no, just me.
She just
like,
me.
Gives him the Heisman.
Yeah.
Like, stay back there, pony boy.
Oh, no, she didn't.
And the camera never even cut to Casper.
Out of the shot, boy toy.
Yeah.
I got to do the Manny cam.
Well, this is me.
He's not prepped to talk like that.
This is me, buddy. Yeah.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right, he knows his place.
You know,
he
a real man after that would have been like, dude, I can't believe you did that to me, woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He won't say that.
Fine.
It's one thing to have the pre-talked in the limo, like, hey, when Ryan brings me up, you know,
stay
it's
down.
In private. But Ryan called him out, you know, and invited him up there.
Well, J-Lo knew how awkward it would have been because if Casper got up there, him and Ryan would have just talked fashion the whole time, you know?
And Casper the whole night with J-Lo, you know what he's saying. We're at the Grammys. We're at the freaking Grammys.
Oh, my God, that's Katy Perry
over
there.
Oh, my God, we're at the Grammys. Come on. I get to go inside?
He's like, I want to meet Frank Ocean.
Oh, my God, look how hot John Mayer looks.
Oh, my God, Frank Ocean.
Y'all are hating.
I'm not hating. I think he's cute.
Casper, the over-friendly ghost. There he is. So there's some Grammy moments from last night. I thought that the musical performances on the show were just top-notch.
Yeah. I thought it was one of the best Grammys in recent memory.
I said it last year, too.
Love it.
I said the same thing last year.
Last year and this year were outstanding.
Two good years in a row.
Don't there were a couple I could have been like,
Well, I think because they have been kind of slack, you know? They've been so slack. All the award shows just been so much just yawning, just yawn fest. And somebody somewhere figured out, we need to step this up a little bit.
It's a big night for Fun.
Yeah.
They won a bunch
Their
of stuff.
Their performance was great.
And I'm not a fan of them.
I tweeted, the more I see them, the less I like them, which is probably mean. I don't know
why.
I don't know. I just don't.
You're tired of them?
I don't know if I just never really loved them. Or...
Mm-hmm.
I liked it better when it was called My Chemical Romance. You know, I don't know.
I just feel like I gotta like them because I had my worst interview with them because I had that super awkward interview with them.
Yeah, and but
just,
you know, but you see, that's not your fault because I've heard them multiple times be interviewed, and they're just—it's almost like they've been doing this for so long, and now they're just not—they're kind of over. Yeah, it's like the Black Keys. They're kind of that way because they were making music for like 10 years before they got recognized. Yeah. So now they're kind of resentful of it. Like, well, finally someone sees that we're good.
I don't know if you just mentioned this because I was reading something, but they reminded me of the band that did Hey There, Delilah.
Plain White Tees.
Plain White Tees. And they also had that attitude like, hey, we're not new at this. Mm-hmm. Best new artist. Pff, yeah. We've been doing this for 15 years.
Right.
I got the same vibe from Fun, which is like, really?
Yeah.
Come on, we've been doing this forever.
I mean, how old is that lead singer?
It's not new to us. It's like 50.
Yeah. No, he even referenced it. He's like, sorry for HD. We're
like
not young.
Yeah.
Was Kelly Clarkson drunk during her acceptance speech?
I know, I'm so sorry. I got stuck to Miranda Lambert. There's a story in a song. Or later.
I got stuck to Miranda Lambert.
When she walked up. Yeah, her material, her dress got stuck to her.
I'm just kidding, children.
No, she said something about being drunk right there.
After alcohol. Yeah. I'm just kidding, children. I get nervous speaking in front of people. I didn't know I was going to win because I was so excited to be in a category. Fun, I've been covering you all summer. I'm sorry, I love that song. I think it's so awesome. I love Pink. I love everyone. Adele that I was in category with. Miguel, I don't know who the hell you are, but we need to sing together. I mean, good God. That was the sexiest damn thing I've ever seen. What? Anyway, thank you so much, friends, family, label, my manager, Narvel. Thank you so much, my fiance, who is sexy tonight, y'all.
Man, he cut her the death stare.
I was gonna win. Thank you.
He was like, shut up and sit down. You're embarrassing me. Did you not see the look he cut her? He was shaking his head as slightly as he could, like, shut
up. That's my superstar drunk girlfriend up there talking. Yeah. Okay.
Shut up.
She might have been a little tipsy, and that might have been the reason she messed this
up. Nervous.
Listen to this.
And the Grammy goes to... Come on now.
Come on now.
Zach Braff.
Congratulations, Zach Braff.
Zach Brown Band.
On winning the Grammy.
That's okay. But then I'll give her a pass.
You know, once she performed, she was excellent, right?
Could you like me?
That tribute they did.
You might be
to Carole King. I mean, every performance, I'm like, that's the best I've ever seen her.
Yeah.
That's the best I've ever seen
her
them.
Her voice has just gotten so on point. She's really outstanding.
There's just nobody better than her that I can think of.
Adele.
I don't know how much you'd have to pay me to tell me to go up on a stage with all of this electrical equipment, and I'm going to pour some rain on you while you're playing. Yeah. I mean, I was like, okay, I know that they probably have this all worked out.
You're right, Al.
That was shocking.
Brother don't play with electricity and water. That's just me.
They take that into consideration.
That's just me.
And then the big award of the night.
I don't know what I was thinking writing the chorus for this song.
Song of the year?
If this is in HD, everybody can see our faces, and we are not very young. We've been doing this for 12 years, and I just got to say that we could not do this without the help of all the fans that we've had keeping us afloat for the last 12 years.
Anybody surprised by that?
Nope.
No.
I thought it worked. I thought it's hard to argue with it. I wanted Ed Sheeran to win in that category.
I did too.
But I can't argue with Fun. It was the second most played song of the year.
Yeah.
So Call Me Maybe. And well, the album is terrific. It's really
at least
good.
You'll never hear from them again.
That's usually what that means. It's the kiss of death to win Best New Artist.
That's right. They're done.
The Christopher Cross rule. And then
12 years.
Album of the year.
I just want to say how beautiful Adele is looking tonight.
Mumford.
How great it is for us to be presented this award by another British musician. There's a few of us out there and... The Grammys have opened their arms to us, and we're very grateful for...
The album is Babel, and it won the Best Album of the Year at the Grammys. All right, let me have Taylor Swift...
Mocking Harry?
Mocking Harry Styles at the end of the song there. Did she go to a British accent on the... Now, the song was not written for Harry Styles. It came out before they ever started dating. And it was about some other dude. And we think it might be the lead singer of Parachute. Or it could have been Jake Gyllenhaal.
A number of
somebody.
John Mayer. Who knows?
There's so many.
It was 100% about him because she did the British accent. Like,
well,
he
no, last
me.
Night.
Last night it was.
Yeah. Right,
last
right,
night
right,
it was about
right.
Harry,
yeah.
And here it is.
So he calls me up and he's like, I still love you. And I'm like,
whatever.
I'm sorry. I'm busy opening up the Grammys. And we're never getting back together. Like, ever.
After I chase you all across the world.
See, now, I don't really believe he's called her
no.
saying I love you.
No, he's too busy.
But she's
with
trying
this.
To make us think that's right.
Right.
Uh-uh. You think she's just kind of, I'm fine. I can go out with him anytime I want.
Oh, I still love you.
He's just waiting for me. He's crying.
I'm performing at the Grammys.
You can kiss my behind.
Because One Direction never does anything cool, you know? Like, I'm opening the Grammys because nothing ever good happens for One Direction.
Right,
I see why you'd use that.
Right.
I mean, he could just tweet back like, yeah, well, I'm looking at 225,000 people at Wembley Stadium.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
Well, she could later Price. Tweet the same thing.
Yeah,
I mean,
true. Yeah.
Thanks for checking out the Kid Credic in the Morning K-Pod. You're hearing this free thanks to our sponsor. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. We're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free, get two free gifts and free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-509-8182. That's 1-800-509-8182.
Grammys were last night. Fun, the big winner, along with the Black Keys. And Mumford & Sons for Album of the Year. Song of the Year went to, I can't remember. Let me think.
It was one of those.
Song of the Year, Record
of
the
fun,
Year.
It was fun, wasn't it?
Fun again
yeah.
for Song of the
fun
Year.
Fun one Song of the Year, yeah.
Record
and then
of the
Record
year was Black
Keys. Wait.
Record of the Year was Gautier.
I can't remember. That. They confused me.
Someone that I used to know was all, Album of the Year.
All running together.
Oh, yeah.
And then they did that other thing with the thing. With the
Mumford one.
Other thing. And Bruno Mars sang with Sting, which is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
On his song, Locked Out of Heaven. Remember when I talked to, we talked to Bruno on the show,
yeah.
And I said this. I know artists don't like being compared to other artists, but it was a compliment that your voice sounds really, really good, like Sting good, you know? Like way high up like that.
Thank you.
It's really cool.
Thank you.
Well, it is a different sound. Were you listening to something that influenced this album?
Oh, you know what? I was really just trying to... push myself and collaborate with different producers and experiment with different sounds. I really went into the studio and just tried to have as much fun as possible.
Love it. Yeah.
Love it.
So after we talked to him about that, next thing you know, he's on stage at the Grammys singing with Sting.
And everybody in the crowd, everybody was singing along.
Really?
Adele was singing along, of course, Taylor.
Taylor Swift, yeah.
But it was the funniest thing to me was Nicole Kidman.
Why?
Because she was trying so hard. Because, you know, she's an Oscar-winning actress.
Yeah, she's
but she's
white.
Married to the sexy Keith Urban.
Uh-huh.
So every time they cut to her, she'd be grooving like, this is so cool. She's about to.
She had white girl dance moves.
Oh, it was so. She was trying so hard.
Was she doing the white guy overbite?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just really funny. Because, you know, she wants to be hip and in the music with her man.
Yeah. Like, everything about her moves, you know, last night.
So
her
stiff.
Face, it's so weird because it's just like her face is just so, you know, Botox. And
yeah.
She can't make any expression.
See what I'm saying?
But she's like grinding.
So she can make no facial expression
right,
at all.
Right, right.
Remember, she doesn't do Botox anymore, remember?
It's like that,
remember?
That cute white girl that can't really dance, but she tried really
this
hard.
Is so just, cool.
It was cute. It was cute.
So JC wrote in his blog that he and Kenzie were going out to get some food, and JC announces to Kenzie that for the first time, he is going to hire a personal trainer.
Got me a trainer.
You've been Mr. P90X for a long time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And didn't work with weights at all. Like, mm-hmm. No weights.
Just push-ups and
maybe
pull-ups.
Little dumbbells once in a while.
And I got, like, a vest that's, like, 45 pounds. But it's not like, anything crazy.
Well, I wouldn't wear that much because...
It's not like Martin Lawrence crazy.
Right.
So you've got a trainer to start working out. How did Kenzie react to that?
I'm telling her, I got this trainer, and he's going to put me on all these supplements because I want to get a little bit bulkier. Not crazy Hulk bulky, but just a little bulkier. And she goes, so this guy can make you look like Sean Lowe?
Oh.
And I'm there, I'm like, I'm driving in my, and I almost slam on the brakes. And
what?
Yeah, like that. I almost stop everything. I'm like, what?
It's one thing to say it's going to make you sexier or hotter, but to pick out a dude and say it's going to make you look more like him.
And she goes, oh, you don't look bad. I'm not talking about the face area.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're still not. What? You can't tell me this. And then she goes, and then I go, okay. And she goes, I don't know why I said that.
Oh, man. You know, you can get yourself in jams when you're married like that.
Yeah.
It's like the story of the husband who's laying in bed, and he says to his wife, honey, if I died, would you remarry? She goes, yeah, I'm still young. I probably would.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you did remarry, would you let him use my car? Yeah, I'd probably let him use your car, you know. Okay. Would he live here in this house? Yeah, he'd probably live here in this house. Would you let him use my golf clubs? Your golf clubs? Yeah. No. Why not? He's left-handed.
Wow.
Not the answer you want to hear.
No.
I just love that she said, I don't know why I said
that. I
don't
know.
Why did I?
What would you, come on, man.
It didn't hurt your feelings, though, did it?
Yes, it hurt his feelings.
It
come
hurt
on.
Feelings,
see, like, you could say that to me because I don't look anywhere close to
see, JC... Low. This matters to him, obviously.
Yeah.
Well, not that bad.
You got the whole office up here. They're coming to JC like he's some Svengali. So, JC, what, should I eat this or that?
Yeah.
Everybody in the office.
And guess what?
Hey, JC, guess what I did today? I did like 20 push-ups, JC.
Guess what my trainer's name is? Sean.
Wow.
So I got two Seans in my life.
Maybe we can set up a workout with you and Sean, and he can teach you how he got that way.
Which one, my trainer or Sean
Lowe? No, you and Sean, Sean Lowe.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll set up a workout session.
I tried when he came in here. I said, let's go be workout buddies, and he just
did Bubbies?
You do one of those challenges. I wonder who can lift the most weight in, like, 10 minutes.
Sean, you guys know this is his thing, right? Like, I think he's trying to make a workout DVD. So if he didn't find love, he's parlaying this into some kind of fitness.
The dude's a fitness
model. How many of those
model.
Camera shots do we need that start on his shins and just slowly go up his body?
Right.
Well, we need apparently a few more.
When he's in the shower or looking for clothes in the closet. It's like so exploitive.
He's a little hairless for me.
Yeah. You want hair? You want?
I like. Yeah, I mean, I like a guy that's fit, but I like him to be a little. I mean, some hair. You gotta have some hair.
Some manliness to him.
It almost is like he's like waxed and tanned and baby oiled up.
Y'all aren't big chest hair guys, are you?
What if he wasn't waxed? What if he just didn't have any chest hair?
No, but I'm saying he like. I think he looked. I mean, he didn't have any hair, even on the arms. You know what I mean? Like he doesn't have hair anywhere.
It doesn't bother me as long as it's not prickly. That's the thing I used to hate when I was with someone who I won't mention.
Who shaved his?
Who would shave his chest and then you go snuggle on it. It's like, oh, these prickly things in your face. I don't like that.
Right.
Well,
All right. Thank you, Kelly. We'll just leave that one.
Weird.
So speaking of The Bachelor.
Hi, I'm Chris Harrison. And welcome to an exciting new season of The Bachelor.
The press release from ABC about tonight's episode says, the biggest meltdown in Bachelor history takes center stage.
Tonight?
As hometown dates loom during a hot trip to St. Croix for Sean and the six remaining women.
Wow.
The pressure mounts. Sean takes the remaining six bachelorettes to romantic St. Croix. Ashley not only risks revealing a secret about her past, but also decides to go on the attack when it comes to Tierra.
Oh, you can't do that. That's when you get sent home every time.
Sean scoops up Ashley for a romantic ride on a catamaran to a private island.
Can I steal you for a minute?
And Sean feels so comfortable with Ashley that he starts asking her questions about Tierra.
Oh.
And she lets loose.
Uh-oh. Oh, it's fine if he leads you there, right? If he asks you about
her. You still can't be catty with it, though.
No, he's tricking you.
Because then Tierra finds out about it.
Well, he did that with Political Girl, and she told him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but he didn't turn on her, because apparently Tierra, because I remember the preview, she's chewing Ashley out.
But who has the biggest meltdown in Bachelor history?
Well, it's Tierra,
well, it's
got to
be Tierra,
or
right?
Ashley, if Tierra goes off on her.
Well, Sean's sister, Shay, travels to St. Croix. We met her when she came in with Sean when he did the show. And she wants to help him sort out his feelings and cautions him about the type of woman who would not be good for him. We know what that's about, right?
Tierra.
And that escalates into the biggest meltdown in Bachelor history as one accuses the other of sabotaging her time with Sean.
What if Sean kicks off his own sister because she's talking trash about Tierra?
That's the South Carolina version where you just marry your own sister.
Hey, come on.
Pick
another southern state.
We have Ashley, Catherine, Desiree, Leslie, Lindsay, and Tierra remaining. Who's going to win?
I already know.
Well,
y'all know. I don't know.
I know.
Some jerk posted on my Facebook wall. I banned him.
Who do you think goes to the finals? Who do you think the final two girls are?
Well, I don't want
to
give it away.
I bet.
See, it's ruined for me.
Yeah, okay, we can't say.
Okay.
I mean, it's going to be fun watching the meltdown, but the fun is gone for me.
He's been wrong. Reality Steve's been wrong before.
Yeah, but he fixed
once.
It pretty quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's probably right, and you can start to see it come together.
You could even see it in the editing process. Mm-hmm. Little things that they do with the...
Well, that's because you're looking for it.
That's because you know, yeah.
But if I told you he was wrong and somebody else is the winner, you'd start looking for that and seeing things with her.
How old is Sean?
He's not 30 yet, is he? He's not. Is he
28?
I think he's my age. Yeah, I think he's 28 or 29.
Because we have one girl in here older than him.
32. Ashley, right?
Ashley, the personal organizer from Houston.
Who's obviously way OCD.
Yeah.
The personal organizer?
Is there another word for unemployed besides personal organizer?
You can be a professional personal organizer.
You know the blackjack dealer that was on there? You know why she calls herself that?
What?
Because she was asked to be a blackjack dealer in a TV show once.
I swear to you, she was my... I swear to you, she was my dealer at the Hard Rock in Vegas.
No, she wasn't.
I swear to you, she was.
They
unless
she's
got a doppelganger. She looks just like her.
She auditioned for a job to be on a poker show that never got picked up, and she was a dealer.
And that makes her
well, looks just like her. But she is an actress because we
TV
saw her.
Poker dealer.
She was on an episode of something. Somebody freeze framed it and tweeted it. She's an actress. A lot of them are though.
Personal organizer.
Now, Catherine's from Seattle. That's pretty far away.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have to say about that. Desiree is a bridal stylist who's, you know, never been married herself.
She's so cute.
Leslie M. is a political consultant from
and
Washington, D.C.
She's my pick.
I like her.
And then there's Lindsay. She's the substitute teacher who had never seen a helicopter before.
I like her, too.
Apparently, because she's on the balcony, and when Sean is taking off in the helicopter with one of the girls, it is Lindsay that yells, "Is that a helicopter?"
She showed up in the wedding dress, right?
Or she just
saw her.
Yeah.
How important is intelligence to Sean on this thing?
I think he wants somebody he can have a conversation with, but he wants somebody hot, too.
I don't think he's looking for a NASA scientist.
Yeah, but you can have conversations with dumb people, very amusing ones.
Yeah.
They're entertaining, at least.
And then we have Tiara, who is the leasing consultant, who is...
what does she do for a living?
She's a leasing consultant.
So she...
No, wait a minute. She's not a leasing agent. She's a leasing consultant.
I don't know what that means.
That means she doesn't deal with people then, right?
I don't know.
Or maybe that means she's like one of the apartment finder people. Like,
That's probably right. And they take a commission off the top.
I don't want working with her at all. I see she's my consultant.
No way.
At least she's not dramatic, though. That's what I like about her. So tonight, they're saying the biggest meltdown in Bachelor history takes center stage.
Wow. That's saying a lot.
I have to watch now.
I mean, can you really name the other three biggest meltdowns in Bachelor? I can't think of one.
That one time.
Kelly, I'm surprised you like this show so much, because it's like with our personal lives and the luck we do not have, watching girls that are this crazy and don't have jobs and they're a mess and then they still somehow find love, it just beats me down.
See, they don't find love. They ultimately don't. I think, honestly, this is such a good lesson for girls who are dating, what guys like, what they find unattractive, to watch girls
but
interact.
Is it? Because I don't act that way, and I am like, I don't have any luck.
He's got to find a winner, but how many times has it ended up with a trip down the aisle? I mean, ultimately, it doesn't work
out. It doesn't, but they move home, you know, and then they find someone. But it's like, it's not much of a lesson.
But I think it is good dating lessons. Men don't want to hear women badmouth each other, and that's a good lesson to learn. Don't come and badmouth the girl he used to date. You know, that's a good lesson
to
learn.
And be feminine. That's part of the lesson, too. Be feminine.
Being feminine, guys like to be we see a man likes to rescue a girl.
Don't try to be a dude with him.
Jenna.
I don't try to be a dude. I try to be myself.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, but there's some parts of yourself that you should highlight, and maybe some parts of yourself you should play down.
Thanks, kid.
No, but I mean, you should highlight your positives.
Oh.
What'd you say?
I said, thanks, kid, then I should date you.
Yeah, pretty much.
Ooh. Damn, snap.
But I still fail.
I've got man parts.
Well, I have lady parts.
I got all my manly parts.
Yeah, he's got hands and stuff.
All my manly parts.
Yeah, he's got a couple chest hair going on.
No,
yeah, he does.
See, that's the one thing you can't say. I don't have any chest hair.
One nipple hair?
Maybe.
Yeah, it's kind of a rogue. It's on its own thing.
It's actually a transplant.
Did you name it?
A one hair transplant. Sean's sister, by the way, Shay, is going to be on the show with us tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Oh.
When Kelly was trashing Sean for his judgment, like, how do you keep this girl around? Shay tweeted something to the effect of...
I said something like, I know his sister listens. I don't care if she's mad at me. I don't care if Sean's mad at me or something. And then she tweeted Jenna or somebody and said, I agree with Kelly.
Yeah, she tweeted at Kid. She's like, I know I'm frustrated, too, because I'm sure she sees... you know, stuff that when we're watching that Sean never saw during filming.
Well, it's just like when any dude is dating a chick that's halfway crazy. The dude never knows how crazy the chick is. He can't see the forest for the trees.
No. Well, he doesn't know all the stuff going on behind the scenes.
I mean, so many times I've seen a dude in that situation. Y'all know who I'm talking about. And he's dating this crazy chick. And I'm like, what is wrong with you, dude? And then they break up. And I'm like, man, I'm so glad you broke up with her. And then he gets back with her. And then I'm looking stupid.
And then you're the bad guy. Yeah.
Broke into his apartment.
We thought that way about you a couple times.
Hey, she's back in town.
Yeah. I didn't know who we were talking about.
She's back in. I was gossiping, and I'm like.
Yeah, cut it out, Al.
Crazy.
Yeah. So that's where the meltdown is tonight. It's Shay and Tierra.
Right.
It's Shay getting in Tierra's face.
Okay.
I thought it was Ashley. Oh, it's Shay? It's not Ashley?
It's Shay.
Because Tierra tries to get into Ashley's face, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm. Like,
you're sabotaging my man.
There's a lot of face going on.
Yeah. In your face.
Kid Craddock in the morning.
Closed captioning provided by
Kid Craddock in the morning.
Every day till Valentine's Day, we will devote one segment only to love.
All right.
Just about love. It's all about the love. Can I have some love music, please?
Oh yeah.
That's a good love song.
Oh. Love soft as an easy chair. Love fresh as the morning air. Have truer words ever been spoken?
Soft as an easy chair.
A new survey of women has figured out how much you have to spend to get action. And that number is skyrocketing.
Should we start saving up? Yeah. Too late for that.
$257 is the number that gets you what you need at the end of the evening.
$257.
Way too much.
The average married guy will have to spend $203.
Yeah.
The average guy in a committed relationship who's not married will have to spend $180.
Okay. Whoa, gosh, if I was in a committed relationship and loved you, I'd do it for free.
So it's $250 if you don't really know him well.
What?
Yeah.
It's more if you're married.
It's less if you're married.
Less.
I love this.
The average single guy spends $257.
Yes. Okay.
The average married guy spends $203. The average guy with a girlfriend spends $180.
Oh, see,
that's a lot of money.
That's messed up that the guy in the relationship that's not married yet gets to spend less.
Well, what is that? That's dinner,
that's
drinks,
true in life,
and
JC.
A bouquet.
Yeah, right?
That's true in life. The guy not married gets to spend less.
But we got the marriage thing going on, so we already locked it in.
But the guy met her like a week ago, he's got to spend $250.
Yeah, but you're married to her, so she knows she doesn't have to sleep with you to stay together.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say? What is it about wedding cake?
Yeah,
it is about wedding cake.
Yeah.
Girls, when does
secret
guilt
ingredient in there?
When does guilt start to kick in with y'all? Like if we take you out to eat and we spend $100, and we take you out to drink, so we spend another $75. When is it like, okay?
And do you want it at that point when it's like,
heck yeah?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll take it under any circumstance.
I guess Jenna called me a woman a minute ago, and maybe I am kind of in this way. I just don't think that's a good correlation.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, it's like, I've never once thought of that. Like, spend
more,
that's
why
get more.
I won't accept. Like, I will never go on a date with someone or even take a free drink from a guy because I feel obligated. Like, we talk about a drink is like 10 minutes of conversation.
Yeah.
Going to dinner. I mean, how do you get out of that? Because then you feel, you do. If they spend $500 on you or something ridiculous.
Bottle of wine. Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, okay, then I feel like a prude because I'm just like going to give him a hug and leave. But if I'm not into the guy.
Yeah.
You know, but if you're into him, you should want to hook up with him, right?
For free
if you're dating him.
This is interesting, though. We told you it's $180 for married guys. But married guys that have been married for over 4 years, it goes down to $100. And that ties in with this little factoid.
You got other
listen
problems.
To this. The average couple, it takes 3.5 years. That's 42 months for them to start taking each other for granted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the five signs are you stop eating together.
Yeah.
You go to bed at different times. That's a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have to because of our jobs.
Like, no, you don't.
Yeah.
There are women that will
go to sleep as early as we do.
They'll change their schedule for you.
That's
better women. Yeah, right, kid? When they just give up on their own life and sacrifice everything. Yeah.
You go out with friends more than each other. And you stop looking good for each other. That's number four. And the fifth sign, and this is the big one, you leave the bathroom door open no matter what you're doing in there.
Oh, no.
That's a fat lady singing right there.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, but what if I'm in the middle of a story and I really need to pee?
Well,
There's well, levels of leaving the bathroom door.
Shut the door, and we'll wait for the end of the story.
Talk louder.
Commercial break.
Yeah.
By the way, if you're buying flowers for Valentine's Day, Al.
I'm probably not, but go ahead.
Tulips are a better choice than roses.
Why?
They're a better symbol of love than roses.
No, women don't read these surveys. Get her some roses. You feel like your guy's cheaped out if you don't get her roses.
I get stargazers.
Stargazer lilies are fantastic, and roses are awesome.
You got to stick some roses in there.
I just bought her a big old white tree. Roses. I just bought her like a huge, every time she's, okay, there's a reason. She would see this certain type of tree, and she's like, home, that reminds me of home.
Home?
Yeah. So I bought her.
Who is it? Al, she's saying, gosh, you bought her a love fern?
What are you dating, E.T.?
She's saying, take me home.
Home.
She's from Florida.
Home.
So she would see a palm tree. She's like, that kind of reminds me of home.
You imported a palm tree?
So I bought her a palm tree to go in her living room.
That's cool. That's really listening and you know, surprising.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
It went all right so far. She hadn't killed it yet.
Okay. And she liked it?
Yeah. No, she really did.
What job are you most likely to fall in love with or hook up with a coworker?
Whoa, let's go.
Radio.
I thought you'd never ask, Kelly.
Food service managers.
Yeah.
Honey.
Restaurant managers.
Oh, yeah, that's the
truth. Restaurant managers are most likely to hook up with someone from work.
Oh, yeah.
I believe that.
Oh, you don't want to know what happened on that Ruby Tuesday salad bar.
The restaurant.
I am not going to tell you.
What about the sneeze guard?
I'm telling you, if you want to hook up, get a job at a restaurant.
Really?
Because it's like a petri dish of hooking up.
They say that the other big one is hotel management.
Yeah.
I mean, you got all those empty rooms and all that free time.
Right. Too much temptation.
Yeah. Lodging managers are most likely to date their bosses.
Lodging managers.
And who is the least likely to hook up with their boss?
Pastoral staff.
No, I think they're probably in the top five.
Probably school teachers, maybe?
Dental hygienists.
Well, they said dental job is so stressful.
No, I would think that gas.
Well, they just don't want to hook up with the dentist.
Suicide. I would think all the gas, like them messing around with that, that would make they have fun sometimes.
Oh, laughing gas parties.
Oh, I know. I mean, there's been laughing gas parties that I've been like into the male nurse that I'm like, hey, but I'm also like half out of it.
Yeah.
Holla.
I don't know. I guess all that time spent with your fingers in a stranger's mouth together. It's not
weird.
That romantic.
Yeah.
Like your fingers in there and his fingers are in there.
You got that SARS mask on.
Yeah. Hooking up with the dentist. The dentists tend to be a lot older than the hygienists, too, you know? They're typically not the same age.
Right.
Well, that's probably even more attractive to some hygienists, you know?
Yes.
The established dentist that has the, you know, the good practice going on, like a nice car, nice family. She wants to get in.
I lived in a neighborhood once that had a doctor in it, and he used to tell me that the wives, doctors' wives, are really nervous about the nurses.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of them became nurses just to snag a doctor.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
That's it. And so you hear about the doctor who's, you know, a longtime girlfriend, then wife, paid all the medical bills while, you know, went to, you know, while he was going to school, she's working and supporting the family, and then he gets his residency, and next thing you know, he meets some hot nurse, probably from... another country, probably Colombia.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, when he's on some kind of mission,
maybe from
doing
Bogota.
Charitable work.
Yeah. And she just understands him better. You know what I mean?
She can barely speak English.
She gets him.
Even better.
She gets him.
Yeah, but she's Colombian.
And her sponge bath skills are beyond reproach.
And that,
that's
must,
what's going
sounds
on.
Sounds real specific.
Y'all can learn something from them Colombian women. I'm telling you.
And that booty.
What am I going to learn from a Colombian?
Sponge bath.
Ask Sofia Vergara.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it depends, Kelly. You may have never had the treat that is the sexy nurse working on you, because you got to have a PPO to get the really good treatment. You know, if you're just HMO, you're kind of.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm still on that. I'm still on that high deductible.
Yeah,
got it. Mm.
But if you're PPO, man, watch out.
You down with PPO?
Blue Cross Blue Shield, you're not getting nothing.
Mm-mm. No me.
But man, if you can get that PPO going, So anyway, that's a story on the nurses hooking up.
Yeah. All right, so the point is married men can spend less.
$257 the average single gal.
I think married men just need to acknowledge and they might get lucky.
What single guy is taking a girl out for Valentine's Day?
Anybody you're trying to get with her, I mean,
hopefully there's some relationship.
Yeah, it's a girl that you've been thinking about.
Right. It's not all about the hookup. Yeah. I mean,
so much pressure, though. I mean, to take a girl out on Valentine's Day is like a first or second date.
I swore off the flower shops that are national now. I've sworn off. I know I used to endorse them.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of got it. No big deal. It's not like I have this vendetta or anything. But the roses come in a box, you know,
as opposed
by
to the,
FedEx. Yeah. And
they're not all like that.
Yeah, but they're big growing farms back east, and they import the roses over from South America.
Right.
And I've always been about the local business, you know, supporting the local business. So this year, that's what I did. I went local business on it.
Mm-hmm.
The fees just kill you.
Yeah.
They just kill you. The flower arrangement that I ordered was $53. My final total was $105.
It's crazy.
What?
$105.
Well, if you're going to deliver on Valentine's Day, that's premium.
And the worst part is when it's like
a day
late, too. And it's like, no, the day is what's important here.
Yeah.
Fellas, I'd recommend getting them delivered today.
It's got to be on Valentine's Day.
You run the risk of not getting it delivered
at
all.
Before.
You're wrong.
Getting left I'm not
wrong.
Over
no,
roses.
Girls, I mean, truthfully, I don't even care that much about Valentine's Day, and I would want it on the day.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have it on the day. It just came the day before.
No,
still
it does.
There.
No, yeah. That means you cheaped out.
Just go to a flower shop on the way home from work.
No, Jason.
You got to have them delivered. You
the
crazy.
The way home from work.
How did you stay married?
You remember we did those bits of the guys that are up
I did it, and I went to the tent at the grocery store, and guys are standing there at 5 o'clock on a Monday night on Valentine's Day, like, just like, I don't know what to buy.
No, you just buy your gift the week before Valentine's Day, and then on the way home, so they're fresh, you get the flowers, so you have them ready to go, and you just show up with flowers and the
gift.
You know,
just become the delivery.
Get one of your friends to put on a disguise and deliver them if you can't afford the delivery. Don't
There's
take
nothing,
them home yourself.
Nothing cool about that to a woman because it looks like the guy cheaped out.
No.
Mr. J before cheap out.
I'm telling you what the woman thought. You know why I did it day before? It's because I don't trust any flower shop.
That's the deal.
I just don't trust them at all.
Yeah, that's the point. That's why I like picking up
It's their busiest day of the year, that and Mother's Day. So just to make sure they get there on the day they're supposed to, just pick them up yourself. Yeah. Take them on your lunch break or whatever.
But that 5 o'clock Valentine's Day grocery store parking lot, it's like watching The Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
These are men who don't want to be there. They haven't been to the grocery store in years.
True.
The only reason they're there is because they know they have to walk in with flowers.
Yeah.
They walk over to the cards. They don't even read them. They just reach out with their left hand and grab a Valentine's card.
But we love y'all.
And then they grab a bush of flowers. Here, take these. Here, and they walk up. Every guy in line looks like he's in a prison camp.
Right.
And he's holding a thing of flowers and a card.
And maybe a balloon.
Is that how you want us to feel?
No, you should want to do it.
Holiday created by Hallmark.
It doesn't matter, but it's still a holiday. Get over it.
It's a woman's second birthday.
It shouldn't even be
a holiday.
It doesn't matter if it's a Hallmark holiday.
It's Sweetest Day is
a Hallmark holiday.
Did y'all get us anything for Super Bowl Sunday?
No.
We left you alone.
Yeah, I bet they went to fetch beers in the fridge for you.
No.
Well, if they fetch did, beers. Then maybe we'll buy the flowers early.
Right.
You know the saddest part? As much as I hate Valentine's Day, you know when you're single and you just want to be cynical and you hate it, I did something really special for my roommate, something that's going to be delivered.
She's going to be really excited.
So that's what
I'm
doing.
Sitting over there all manless.
For a girlfriend, because I wanted to do something for someone, so I'm doing something really cool, and she's probably listening right now. But
will a girl without a guy feel like that's kind of pathetic, like you felt bad for me and you're just throwing me a sympathy flower?
I would love it. Yeah, but it's nice for me. It's just nice because I think Valentine's Day for me, if I'm single, we're kind of in a relationship. We're in a friendship. I love her and I care about her. So I know that if we've both been upset about stuff, then maybe it'll make her day a little bit better. It's about the attention. You know, girls like feeling like someone's thinking of them. So if it's not a guy, then, you know, it can be a friend. It's someone.
I get this psychology magazine. I love it because I love
psychology
today. The way the brain works and stuff. And they said that over the last 30 years, there's been a trend of women replacing the things they need from their man with a BFF. Like all the things that they need from a man, they're getting from their woman, from their best friend.
Mm-hmm. Emotional
support, everything but.
Yeah.
Everything but.
Wow.
And that has made women much more selective in which guys they'll
True.
Be with because.
Yeah.
If they don't provide, they don't need it anymore for a guy to provide that emotional support. Now they have to be something else. They have to provide something else. They've already got that handled.
Yeah, but
with the best friend,
man, you go through so many AA batteries.
I'm gonna take a break and try to figure that out.
Yeah.
I am just too pure, I guess, to get that.
Please.
It's Kid Craddock in the morning.
Craddock in the morning.
After the Grammys last night, I think it's kind of crunch time for Justin Bieber because his entire career, he has not had to worry about another Justin because that other Justin was off making movies and doing everything but music. Now we clearly see that Justin Timberlake is back. Is that going to be a bad sign? We got two Justins now. I mean, would the Jonas Brothers be as huge if there was another huge artist when they started named, like, Jonas Jackson?
No.
I thought this was the performance of the night.
Really?
Yeah, I really did.
I did, too.
Both songs.
Yeah.
Terrific.
No.
And I know you guys are making comparisons to Bruno Mars and stuff. That's fine. He's the original. I'm good with him. And every, you know what? Imitation, flattery is the best form of,
sure.
Imitation is the best form of flattery. And he,
well, at least do it different.
He started out by imitating Michael Jackson when he was in NSYNC.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think Bruno Mars started out imitating Justin Timberlake doing Michael Jackson. And now Bruno's got his own thing, and maybe Justin borrowed a little bit from that.
He did, but I like Justin when he came back, you know, for the MTV Awards, like,
right.
10 years ago.
And sexy did that. Back.
With the hat.
Oh, yeah, like Future Sex Love Sounds and did that and dancing, and that was kind of his thing, I think.
But Justin's been doing the whole dancing with the suit and the shoes like that.
Yeah.
Since Future Love Sex Sounds
yeah,
came
he has.
Out. So he did
yeah.
it before Bruno was
I think going
it.
To black and white is what made everybody make those
yeah.
comparisons.
Yeah, but that's been, yeah. I mean, people have done it, not
you
just
the
Biebs
team up with the, have a Justin and Justin, you know? Have a little young 18-year-old yeah.
no,
Justin.
But now Justin's not Justin anymore.
And mm-hmm. Justin Bieber gave Justin Timberlake the Heisman and went with Usher.
Yeah.
So you think Justin Timberlake's going to want to help him out now?
And Justin Bieber's not the Justin, that Justin Bieber, he's not Justin Bieber anymore. He's
not what he is.
He's not the Justin Bieber we remember.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Grammys last night, hosted by the ridiculously entertaining LL Cool J.
Lip-licking LL Cool J.
I mean, how could I even watch the show? I didn't care about the show. It's like, just give me more LL.
No.
You know what? LL is safe. Like I said, he's not going to come
like
out
Brian.
There and swear.
Seacrest. He's not... Exactly. It's like he can read and he's
yeah.
good and he makes it just about the music.
Yeah.
But we know what the LL means now. It definitely means lip-licking.
Yeah.
There was this email going around on the internet years ago about time. And like... 5 minutes. How long is 5 minutes? Well, if you're having the most fun of your life, 5 minutes goes by like that. If it's the last 5 minutes of your life, you know,
mm-hmm.
you probably pay more attention to it. 5 minutes of LL Cool J opening the Grammys?
That was a little bit much.
Wow.
Welcome to the greatest music show on earth, the Grammy Awards. What a spectacular performance by Taylor Swift, right?
Written on the...
Sure, I'm happy to say that my friend T-Swizzle has already won a Grammy today, and she's nominated tonight in the Record of the Year category for that song. Now, Taylor just sung that we are never, ever going to get back together. But
here comes the first joke from LL. Get ready.
Okay.
Now, Taylor just sung that we are never, ever going to get back together. But the truth is that at the Grammys, we always get back together, and that's what makes this music's biggest night.
No, we didn't try and joke.
Now, he wanted a big round of applause right there and didn't get it, and that's always awkward.
Yeah.
Here's
yeah.
the big finish.
Get back together, and that's what makes this music's biggest night.
One, two.
1 year ago,
yeah.
oh,
yeah.
I stood on this stage and was honored.
One more time. I think you can hear what's
because
really
on the teleprompter,
on.
I'm sure it said pause for applause right
yeah.
there, but
yeah.
nobody,
yeah, nobody did.
To the audience
paused,
on this
yeah.
deal.
We always get back together, and that's what makes this music's biggest night.
Yeah.
He licked his lips, too, in there.
Of course he did.
The first lip licking right there.
I'm honored to host this show for the first time. Right up until the night before, I intended to spend this part of the show properly introducing myself to you. But then, in a flash, we suffered a loss in our musical family.
So he went on for 4 straight minutes with this, and it was, like, very serious and dry.
Yeah.
You know what's weird is I didn't hate it.
Yeah.
I didn't either.
I didn't. I thought it was kind of cool.
Maybe I'm programmed to want somebody to make me laugh about the year in
music. Of
course.
Yeah.
I want Chris Rock up there going, oh, the Backstreet Boys, I'm so scared.
No, they're making it more about, like, music appreciation, though, you know,
mm-hmm.
like pairing up the young stars with the old stars.
The Lifetime Achievement Awards.
I think it's kind of.
If you're going to get a guy to host it who hasn't had a hit since 1990, why don't we find another person who had a bigger hit in 1990? How about the Grammys hosted by Sinead O'Connor?
Oh, come on.
All right.
That's just offensive saying that.
How about D-Light?
D-Light?
Groove is in the heart.
Okay.
Or Digital Underground had a bigger song than LL Cool J in 1990 than his biggest song with the Humpty Dance. We could have had them up there.
The Humpty Dance.
No, because they're appearing at Big Al's Bar for my birthday.
Thank you.
MC Hammer. Why not let him host?
I could see Hammer
hosting. He also had his last hit in 1990.
Right. I'd be fine with him.
Would it be ridiculous if MC Hammer was hosting?
I just don't understand why you're so offended by the most non-offensive host they've ever had.
Right. I mean, he was dry. I'll give you that. But he did what he was supposed to do.
It's a give up. It's like, why not try to have somebody who's going to be entertaining and do comedy?
Because it's not about the host.
It's about the music.
Yeah, he's kind of just that person that. I mean, he had more talking time this year than last year. Last year, we hardly saw him.
So it's different than every single other award show that puts Tina Fey and Amy Poehler up there, or that puts Russell Brand up there. It's different than every other show.
But they'd just be serious. But that's about writing. Like Seth MacFarlane and the Oscars, I mean, that is about that kind of performance. This is about music.
The Oscars and the Golden Globes or whatever, it's just award. You don't have people getting up and entertaining us with, you know. And so this is all about music. So you don't want to distract that from slamming the artist.
They have decided to be a performance show, haven't they?
Yeah. And it works.
Yeah. As long as they amp up the performances, I think it's fine that the host is forgettable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think they hired him saying, oh, LL's going to be a laugh riot. You know, no. They just hosted. They want him to keep the show going, and he did.
He sure said hashtag a lot.
Yeah.
That was his job.
Got that going. Jay-Z, his comment was the most retweeted of the night.
And I didn't think it was that big. I mean, it was cute, but...
He's up there accepting an award with The Dream.
Yeah.
And The Dream is wearing this kind of funny hat, and Jay-Z says this.
I would like to thank the swap meet for his hat.
I mean, it's funny, but it's not.
And then he's gone. That's the only thing
he said. Everybody's like saying he had the line of the night. It was okay.
That was the line of the night.
Buddies ribbing each other.
It got 116,000 retweets. Second place went to Prince announcing Gautier for winning Record of the Year. It got 110,000 retweets. And third place was Fun winning Best New Artist. That got 100,000 retweets.
I'd like to thank the swap meet for his hat.
So great.
I would like to thank the swap meet for his hat.
That's it.
Because The Dream goes through this laundry list of people and then goes, Jay, did you want to say something? Jay's like, no. He's like, come on, say something. So Jay goes,
I would like to thank the swap meet for his hat.
Well, this is after The Dream, kind of pushed Frank Ocean to the side. He's like, I didn't get to talk last time I won a Grammy.
Well, if anything,
so blah, 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 blah,
it might put his foot in the door to host in the future. Because, Jay-Z's got jokes now. We know.
He's not hosting.
No, he ain't doing it.
And Frank Ocean and his partner did not make it to the after party. Did you hear?
What happened?
His partner was like, Mama said I got to be in bed by 11.
That was a whooping.
Does he have a song about being in love with Forrest Gump?
I guess.
Kid, it's a metaphor.
Oh, okay.
Kid Craddock in the morning.
It's hard to tell on this show if we're on the air or not. Sometimes you just have to go, glad it's them and not me. Like when you're watching the weather over the weekend and they're talking about what's going on in New York. And
40 inches up in Boston.
Yeah, in New England just got hammered. Here's a little collection of reports.
Most of New England is in recovery mode.
Hundreds of plows are out clearing roads.
There was one point I didn't know what way was up and what way was down, and I felt like I was in a snow globe.
New York's airports have reopened. 5,400 flights ended up being canceled.
More than 600,000 customers lost power at the height of the storm.
They're not going to have power completely restored to everyone, at least for a couple days.
The biggest snowfall totals?
40 inches in Hamden, Connecticut.
I understand if you're an Olympic skier or or somebody who makes money from ice that you would want to live up there. Yeah. I'm trying to understand why normal people would want to live in such a ridiculously hassle-intensive environment.
Right.
I have only lived in warmer weather for the last 5 years of my life. I grew up in the cold, lived in Chicago, lived in Cleveland. I don't get it. Yeah. I mean, all my friends, they just deal with it. They're oh, yeah, we'll just be snowed in. And I was depressed. I hated it.
If I'm in New England and there are 3.5 feet of space in Florida, I'm taking it up. I'm going to Florida. I'm taking it. Like, why? You've got this whole rest of the country that's nice. Why is everybody...
normal to them, I think.
Is it? Yeah,
just the stuff that happens, like last night, tragically, there was a little boy who stayed in the car while his dad was scooping up snow, and he died of carbon monoxide poisoning because the exhaust pipes were clogged by the snow. And then you've got another guy that was out there, and his kids were with him, and he just dropped dead of a heart attack. He's only 35 years old, and he's just shoveling so much snow, it just never ends. You're like,
I don't know. There's something.
Life's too short to live like that, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, I think. But when you grow up there, it's just normal for people. So, I mean, some of these storms are worse than most. But, you know, it's just normal and expected, and they like the change of season. And for some reason, I don't know. I mean, they just say in Chicago, it's like, through the 3 months that it's nice, they say it's worth it.
See, I feel better for people in New England than I do in Chicago. Because at least in New England, while they're digging out of the snow, they can go, oh, the Patriots, we got the Patriots.
Yeah, Tom Brady's. Yeah.
Chicago's like, well, we got the Cubs. Bears.
Those Bears.
Jay Cutler.
Jay Cutler.
But then, you know.
Our life sucks and our sports
team
sucks.
Chicago's just a wonderful city, but only in the summer. Like, only for 3 months.
But then in the summer, dropped at a heat stroke. You know, if you live in Texas,
it doesn't get that bad.
People look at the Southwest and go, how can you deal with 105? You know how? By having 65 when you have 100 inches of snow.
Yeah.
That's how we deal
with
it.
That's true.
Man, I love those rich people who just go in summer in the Hamptons. I mean, they just
using summer as a verb is great.
We're going to go summer in Montana.
Yeah, but see, I can't relate anymore. And I lived there for 26 years in the cold. It's like now I go, I can have 1 week. I'll travel to the cold if I want to see it for a week and then come.
And then come back.
It's like you always, what you're living with is just like what you do. It's like when I used to live a little bit far out and I'd invite people to come see me. You live so far out. I'm like, it's not that far. And then once I moved away, I'm like, wow, that was really
far. Yeah.
You know, when you're living in it, it's not that big of a deal.
It's not. No.
I just don't think that that's for me, you know, living up
there. Well, no, you're not. You're Florida man, dude.
Yeah. I've lived in the cold, though. I lived in Utah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And I remember, and if you don't have money, it's really bad.
Right.
Like, snow plus money is not so horrible.
Right.
Because you've got snow chains and, you know, tire chains.
Or snow in a city with good public transportation isn't bad either.
You've got an snow blower and all that. But, man, you have no money? That's the worst thing ever.
I had no idea what this...
I got a 78 Grand Prix that's completely under snow. Can you come tow it out?
An electric sled.
And it won't run when you do.
I like visiting snow.
Mm-hmm. I miss the snow excuse, though.
I like snow through the window.
We had that all the time in high school, you know.
Yeah,
just
it's a snow
school
day.
Would be canceled and I couldn't get there. Or I got in so many wrecks in snow on the way to school. So we had so many snow days. But the rich kids' schools, they never got snow days because all the kids had Range Rovers. So they never had canceled class.
Oh.
In Texas, they'll actually cancel school in the fall, which is actually very hot there. You know, like August, September, that's the fall when school starts. And sometimes the door handle's too hot to even open it.
Sorry. Can't have school today.
I'd take that over the cold.
Yeah, I don't need that at all.
I would, too.
And then in Hattiesburg, Mississippi last night.
Hit again with tornadoes.
I saw the video of that tornado.
Did you see the video?
Yeah.
It touched down in Hattiesburg as part of a wave of severe storms that passed through Mississippi and Louisiana and major damage there. That's the home of Southern Miss. And the AP is reporting that 12 people injured, but nobody's missing or presumed dead at this time. That's good. Hundreds of homes damaged.
That's where Brett Favre lives, isn't it?
Does he live in Hattiesburg?
I think so.
I think that sounds familiar. I think that's right.
I love
it. Got a house out there.
I love Hattiesburg, man. I love driving down that State Road 49. Hattiesburg. Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
I don't know much about Hattiesburg.
No? Uh-uh. It's probably for the best, Al.
Yeah, that's right.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast.
A condensed version of the show.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.